You're listening to Songtime Radio. I am your host, Adam Miller, and today we are joined by Jenny Owens, a musician, a songwriter, a singer, and she's been with us to talk about how the music of the Psalms has affected her own heart and her own life in this continued series as we're getting to know a little bit more of the many voices behind our music. So, Jenny, thank you so much for being a part of our program.
Oh, thanks for having me today.
Why don't you get us started by telling us a little bit about your influences? What have been your primary influences musically throughout the years?
Oh, so many. I grew up in love with music. So every style from, I think my first music that I had that folks gave me when I was 7, 8 years old was Amy Grant and Sandy Patty music to... I grew up in Jackson, Mississippi, so there's lots of R&B influence, gospel, blues. So I learned that the best music always had an element of soul in it. So I've loved a wide array of musical styles just since the beginning.
And when did you first notice that you had a gift, that God had given you this talent that you could start using for His glory?
Well, you know, I loved music growing up. It was in my blood. We had a piano in our house that my parents had gotten from church. They were gonna throw it out because it wasn't working too well. And my parents said, "Oh, we will clean it up and take it and put it in our dining room." So I began playing that at 2, and my parents realized that I could, you know, I was picking out melodies by ear, and so they took me to piano lessons. And but I also loved singing. Had lots of kids records that they would play, and so I would sing along to those. And I think I wrote my first song at 7. I think it was all about, you know, comparing taking a bath to Jesus cleansing our souls. So God had to start me early on the songwriting process so that I could finally get it right. He knew it would take a while, but so music was always very much part of me. I was super shy as a kid, so I didn't love singing in front of people. It was very nerve-wracking, but I just almost couldn't help it. But it wasn't really until later in high school that I began sharing the songs that I wrote and began really, getting more serious about writing songs about my faith. So high school and college, I did that, and I actually intended to be a high school music teacher. I thought that was where God had me, but it turns out that I got a record deal before I could find a teaching job. So so that was the path that he led me on, and I have been so enjoying it ever since.
You know what's interesting, though? You wanted to teach, and I think that you've been able to do that through your music in a unique way. Music has that ability, and it's not just entertainment. It's not just the buffers in between segments. It is something that's actually pretty powerful, as to communicate a message. And as a singer songwriter, somebody who pours their heart and work into your music and your lyrics, I know you have a lot to say. You want to communicate that truth and your love for Jesus, correct?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and I think I've always done that. I've always seen music as, for me, it's two things. It's often my way of journaling, and then it's also my way of articulating the things that I can't seem to say in conversation. So music has, you know, has always been kind of my way of communicating. And so when I released my first record, I really didn't understand the power and the impact that music can have on other people's lives. And then as I started to meet people and hear their testimonies and hear how music had encouraged them, at first it was very just overwhelming, because I was like, oh gosh, this feels like a lot of pressure. And then as I kind of put it into perspective, as God gave me a perspective on it, I realized it was a very humbling thing. You know, we all have different roles in the body of Christ. And so my role happens to be that I get to put my experiences and what God has taught me through those experiences into, you know, 3.5-minute songs. So yeah, that definitely continues to be a present challenge, and just learning how to go out and you know, put before others my heart, and but it's also very powerful. I think it is in our vulnerability that God really works, you know, for all of us, whether we're musicians or not. It's when we're truly open and honest about who we are and what God is doing in our lives, and even where we're broken. I think that's where we learn to change. That's where He moves in us, and that's where He also influences others. So it's always a good thing to be vulnerable, I think.
We've been learning as we've been working through the Psalms that the psalmists were very transparent and very, very vulnerable. And sometimes you can be reading through the Psalms and you see some of the things that they'll say, and you'll say, can you say that in public? Can you really express that kind of angst, that kind of struggle? Have you found comfort in reading the Psalms and finding that sort of transparency?
I absolutely have. And I feel like it becomes new for me. You know, every time I read the Psalms, I'm reading through a book right now called The Songs of Jesus by Tim Keller. And it's basically he looks at a different psalm every day and gives a little devotional on it and a prayer. And so that's even been a new way for me to read the Psalms. But I think even the older I get, the more I understand, if you can understand, the layers of just the layers of vulnerability and, the layers of emotion that are in each psalm. You know, I understand and can understand with my own heart and head how the psalmist starts and he's joyful and then he's broken down and then he's, you know, telling God what's not fair, and you know, he's sort of, his prayer, his meditation, it kind of wanders through various emotions, and I kind of go, yeah, I get that. It's not so simple. And one of the things that truly challenged me with is, I think in our prayers we sort of tend to be very simple, you know, simplistic. It's like, you know, thank you for this day, and you know, we kind of go through, we have sort of a methodical way of praying, even if we don't realize it. And when you read the Psalms, you just go, man, that does not apply. The prayer is not the way that we should think of God. It's not the way we should talk to Him. And I think, you know, the beautiful thing about the Psalms that has recently been made clear to me is just how the psalmists don't hold back ever. You know, they pour it all out to God, even the stuff, like you said, that we wonder if we can say out loud. And what I love about that is that's the way they pray to God. And so I think how much more vibrant and how much more real would our prayer life be if we actually took our cues from the Psalms and we poured our hearts out to God that way. And the other thing that I've really come to love, in particular, one of my favorite psalms with this is Psalm 42. But I love how the psalmist very, very often, not in every psalm, but in many of the psalms, they don't simply sort of pray to God and then leave Him with their request list at the end. But instead, they preach the truth that they know to their own hearts. So, like, for example, in Psalm 42, I love how, you know, the days of dark are endless, and the psalmist is just crying out and wondering, you know, when it's going to get better. And he's pouring all that out to God, but four different times in the psalm, you know, he says, why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? So he's speaking to his own soul. And then he says, I will put my hope in God. I will praise Him again, my Savior and my God. And it's almost, in my mind, as if he's saying, I'm going to keep declaring aloud what I know to be true, and my mind knows to be true, and my heart will eventually catch up. My heart will feel the praise. My heart will feel the emotion of God's love if I keep doing this. So that really is powerful to me, and makes me want to continue to speak the truth that I know until my heart is feeling like praising again.
You know, that's a great reminder. You know, I've heard it said before, we need to preach the gospel to ourselves, because we're always talking to ourselves, and oftentimes we're telling ourselves things that aren't true. What is it from your songs? What are your songs that you've sung, you've performed, that you've written? Do you return to on your own personal level? You go back to, because that's a song that you need to hear on a regular basis.
Oh, wow.
Tough questions here.
Well, the song, there's actually a song that I wrote about Psalm 42, which is called I Will Praise You. And it is basically about that, is praising God in every circumstance. And learning that praise is, you know, it's what the psalmist did. It's sometimes jubilant. It's sometimes simply recounting God's faithfulness, because that's, you know, because we have to speak aloud what our minds know is true. And so it looks like different things. It's giving God, it's speaking the truth about God to our hearts and to Him, and no matter what circumstance we're facing. So that's definitely one that I have to return to quite a bit.
We've been talking with Jenny Owens as we were going through this series, talking with the musicians behind the music that you hear on a regular basis, and to know the vulnerability that is going into these songs, I'm sure gives you more of an understanding of what she's trying to say, that it will sink in the truths of the gospel that we need to hear on a regular basis. Jenny, thank you so much for being a part of our program and for giving us an insight into your gift that God has given you and the vulnerability that you've made for a sacrifice to Him, so that we can benefit from your experience.
Thank you. Thanks for talking with me today.
We hope you enjoyed this interview made possible by our ministry at Songtime Radio. You can find out more information about our ministry by visiting our website at songtime.com, where you can find this and other interviews on our podcast series, as well as our weekday broadcast, which includes teaching, interviews, and music. We also want to encourage you to sign up for our free monthly newsletter. It's got encouraging articles, and there is no obligation. To find out more information about our ministry, again, visit our website at songtime.com. This ministry is made possible by people just like yourself. We are 100% supported by our listeners. So if you have been blessed today, why not join with the many voices together for that one message, the gospel of Jesus Christ, with your donation to the Songtime Ministry. To make a donation, you can do so online at our website at songtime.com, as well as by mail. Write to us at Songtime Radio, P.O. Box 100, Barnstable, Massachusetts, 02630, or give us a call. Make a donation over the phone. It's 508-362-7070. On behalf of our entire Songtime staff and our own Dr. John DeBrine, the founder here at Songtime, who encourages you to grow in grace and not groan in disgrace, from Cape Cod, I'm Adam Miller. God bless.